This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israel's leader vows to continue the bloody campaign to eliminate Hamas as the war reaches 100 days, the longest conflict between Israelis and Palestinians. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
As Israeli forces continue pounding Hamas targets in the south, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the military will restore security and no one can stop them. In Tel Aviv, families of the hostages rally. Jimmy Miller's cousin is still held captive, along with her two young sons.
Is it possible to make something to freedom?
In the Gaza Strip, displaced Palestinians like Ahmed Abdel Khaled decry the deaths, destruction, and hunger. Government tallies say nearly 24,000 people in the Gaza Strip have been killed, while Israel lost 790 civilians in the Hamas attack on October 7th. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pope Francis said on Sunday all wars were a crime against humanity, as he reiterated a call for peace in the Middle East and Ukraine. He said, "Today war is in itself a crime against humanity." In a prayer, he urged people not to forget those suffering due to what he called the cruelty of war in several parts of the world. North Korea's latest test was a new solid-fuel hypersonic missile with intermediate range, state media reported on Monday. The missile launch on Sunday did not pose a security threat to neighboring countries, state news agency KCNA said. The missile launch and a delegation's visit to Russia come amid growing tensions between the two Koreas following Pyongyang's series of intercontinental